from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's time for Chinners. Chinners. In the news.
Hey, Fatty, I got a movie for you. A Fridge Too Far.
This is big news. How many times have we discussed things that annoy you, pet peeves when you're dining?
Sure.
Either dining out or dining at home with somebody else. And the noise that the other person produces is one of the biggest pet peeves you have. You know, the
people get murdered for that.
Yeah. LB always mentions that he can't stand the utensil banging off somebody's teeth.
Yeah.
Right. The fork in the teeth.
Yeah. The slurping sound when you're enjoying some kind of bouillabaisse or something along the lobster bisque at the Capitol Grill or what. So there is a new noise reducing fork that is making its way to the market.
I can't.
And this is pure genius. Yeah.
So it's a noise canceling fork. It looks kind of like an electric toothbrush,
yeah.
But okay. It's got a fork on the end instead of the brush. And when you use it, it sends a signal to an app on your smartphone to play white noise, which is supposed to cover up the slurping sounds that you're making. I don't know how well that's going to work, you know, without having your ears be covered by it, like noise-canceling headphones. But Nissin actually came out. By the way, Nissin is the superior ramen noodle to the other cup noodles.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. They're more firm. But they
save
came
that
up
for
with
the
this.
Open.
Yes.
Yeah, thank
they're
you.
More firm.
They're more firm.
Yeah.
They came up with this. You can pre-order them for the bargain price of $130.
Whoa.
Hey, it's worth it. If you're annoyed AF when somebody's making a lot of noise eating, then it might be worth it.
And only 5,000 are available, so you better jump on that now.
Now, Deluxe, even if I'm paying for the first date, is after we sit down and they deliver the meal, and I reach over and hand you your noiseless fork.
Mm-hmm.
Does that turn the dinner upside down?
No, I'd be like, that's great. Do we not have to talk now for the rest of the meal, too? Because that'd be psyched. That'd be my ideal first date.
I can't hear you.
If you're paying $130 for that, you're not going to be paying for dinner. That is a huge waste of money. Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why not, like, if you're really going to do this, which is just stupid to begin with, make a huge mask, like a goalie mask. And then you put the fork in there, and it has like some kind of noise canceling foam inside. Or
well,
something.
I thought the noise canceling fork was the plastic utensils.
Well,
oh, right,
that
yeah.
doesn't help with
well, against the teeth.
It doesn't help with the noise that the person is making.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't help with the slurping or the like. Here's a text. Here's a text that says, "What about people who are mouth breathing eaters?"
I can't, because then you can see everything churning around in there. Like it's like, you know how they put popcorn in those little drums that to coat it with cheese and stuff?
Cement
That's
mixer.
What it looks like.
What about you ever been hit by food from somebody's mouth while you're having while you're
and
having
then what
a conversation?
Because you're like, do I acknowledge it and wipe it off, or do I wait?
That's the worst. Some people like just can't stop talking while they're eating.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stop eating while I'm talking. But some people can't stop talking while. All right. Well, $120 is that what you said?
$130
for the noise reduction fork. Now,
that's insane.
If you want to leave a Hillmail voicemail message on any topic, you should do so right now. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in just about 1 hour. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Our old pal, the president of the Boston Bruins, Cam Neely, will join us on this show in about 20 minutes at 7:20.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. He, during the strike, He was our sports guy for a full week. Yeah, I think that was prior to you being full time here. When was that strike?
96.
1996.
No, not 95.
1995. Cam needed a little money because the NHL was on strike, and he did a full week of being our sports director on this show. Those were the good old days. Then we got LB.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
Hey.
Hey,
now through Halloween, we have your chance to win concert tickets, sporting event tickets, and much more during Trick or Tweet. So make sure that you are following WAAF on Twitter and be on the lookout for tweets that give you the information that you need to win. You can find us on Twitter. It's at WAAF, and happy Halloween with Trick or Tweet.
You know, that's probably what Cam said back in 95.
What's that?
Well, when I played, at least we had LB.
Maybe he did.
As a fourth liner. Yeah. At least we got the old 34.
There's an obscure reference on, I guess it's on Loud Eating, Matt Dillon in the Flamingo Kid. That's from a 978 texter.
Yeah, he would kind of go, nyam, nyam. He would kind of sing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He'd go, nyam, 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 every time he ate.
I bet Moose Soup Lady is the loud eater.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet she sings while she eats because we have discovered this morning that Moose Soup Lady likes to sing. She just doesn't know any of the words.
Don't know how I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to Jackson. Jackson. He's got a sweet action. Me. But they don't know how I'm going to Jackson.
A texter is concerned with regard to the robot uprising that noise reduction fork will eventually turn on us.
Everything's going to turn on us.
Yeah, you have to be worried about
utensils,
that.
Sex toys.
Or someone will hack it.
Yeah.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.